News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Brandon Webb at the Bryan School District, who announces that the school district has made an addition to its website. And Brandon, why don't you talk about that?
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. If you visit bryanisd.org, you'll see, of course, along with the standard information and news stories that we have there on the site, a new addition. It's a green button near the upper right-hand portion of the page called 2014 Bryan ISD Bond Election. And we wanted to create a fact-based website that would have a lot of information that people can go and consider in their own time when they ponder what they're going to do in November. The bond is up for election on November the 4th, and leading up to that, of course, we've got early voting, and there's a lot of information that the voters are going to want to know and process before they make a decision at the polls. And so what we've hoped to do is, in just a few clicks, give people that information right at their fingertips so that they can make an informed decision when it comes election time.
In fact, I'm there now, and what I like about it is you have the overview when you go to the first page, but then you have links that lets folks drill as far as they want to.
That's what we tried to do, and I appreciate you noticing that. It's kind of a 30,000-foot view when you land on that first page there, and then if you want to dig into some of the more detailed and even some of the prettier components of the presentation from a communications point of view, the Bond Facts brochure is there, and what it does is it takes a lot of very dry information that's important, but it's tough to get a vote for a voter maybe to get their arms around, and it puts it in a visually appealing way. That brochure will be posted shortly in Spanish, and one of the strengths of our website is on any of these pages you happen to be visiting, if you look to the right of the page, there's an Espanol button there. So anything you see written out in standard English text, with one click of the mouse, will be instantly translated into Spanish for our readers and website viewers that may wish to have that feature. We've got frequently asked questions available, which we think is a good sampling. Those are based on real-world questions we've already gotten about the bond. And that site will continue to grow as well as we get more questions. You know, you can't possibly think of everything that people might want to know in advance, and so as questions continue to come in, we'll continue to grow that. The other thing I might highlight, Bill, in addition to the early voting dates and times and polling information, is a video that we filmed with the superintendent, Dr. Tommy Wallace, where he went to some of the facilities and showed some of the things that could be impacted by the bond.
Again, a reminder to go to bryanisd.org for more information on the upcoming bond election. Brandon Webb with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.